Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of high-frequency living worldwide. I'm Mari, and I'm losing my breath trying to say all that at one time. Excuse me. I'm happy to be back for today's show, and we have a lot to talk about. And we have so much to talk about that I'm dividing today's topic into two shows. So you'll hear me talk about this now and in the next show as well. And that is, we'll be talking about the top 10 indicators that you are in vibrational alignment. And this is a big topic. You know, you see it all over social media. In my academy where I'm teaching classes, it's always coming up. And basically what it means is that when you start to see yourself as the truth, as a true vibrational being, and you are inviting new versions of yourself through your desires to manifest things that you want. So that's a new version of you that has the new car, a new version of you that has the new house, or a new version of you that's lost weight, or a new version of you that's found your soulmate. When you're looking for that new version of you, it's not the thing. It's not you staying the same. Excuse me, it's you shifting into the version of you that has that new fill in your own blank. And rhetorically, it sounds simple enough, but it's complex. It is. It's complex. And I'll never forget when I first started hearing about vibrational alignment, I had been on my energetic path personally. My mom was very much into this stuff, and she studied with, you know, Shirley MacLaine and Edgar Cayce and all that in the 70s and early 80s and what have you. And I got on board with this in 1986 for my own, you know, personal interest. And I was kind of had my little calling to it, and I guess started doing readings in the early 90s. And I didn't start hearing about the true idea or the phrase vibrational alignment until the late 90s. And that's when Esther Hicks and Abraham, she started talking about you have to be a vibrational match to what you want. And it just pounded me on my head like a ton of bricks, because I just couldn't figure out what that meant. And what they don't teach, which, you know, she wasn't teaching and most people don't, is the idea of 5D frequency and having the 5D version of you versus the 3D version of you, and not so much aligning to it or having to perfect yourself so this thing can drop in out of the sky into your life, but to be able to take on and merge with the version of you that already has that thing. And the first step of that is to align with it on a frequency-based level. But if you don't know what frequency is in the first place, or if you kind of know but you're staying really, really entrenched in your 3D world, in the physical, slow vibrational world, then it's rather difficult to get to the higher vibrational world where all the stuff that you want exists. So we're going to talk about all the indicators that let you know that you're in vibrational alignment, because that's another thing. Like, nobody was really saying how you know. It's just like, okay, if you get your stuff, you were in vibrational alignment. If you don't get your stuff, you're not. Okay, so what is, you know what I mean? So it was really nebulous, and it took a while. And then of course the secret came out and everybody got hysterical over manifesting, but they weren't like connecting all the dots. And now we've got all this research in quantum physics 25, 30 years later, and you know, so there's a lot more information, right? And there's even a lot more how-to. However, here's the difference. One of the things that they don't talk about a whole lot is that the energetic grid evolved too. So the grid was very different. What we had access to collectively was very different 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 3 months ago. The grid is always upgrading, and as the more information that the collective consciousness, meaning everybody, like society, kind of starts to rise and gets more educated and more, you know, animated with frequency and aware of it. And I'm seeing a big uptick now with this as I watch social media, because the kids are all coming in intact. Like the kids are all, they haven't forgotten it. The people over 35-ish, especially the people over 40, that's the ones that really have to kind of learn, because we were raised in a totally different non-vibrational way. So we got really, really rewarded and really, really entrenched for being in traditional 3D systems and staying like, you know, Puritan work ethic and, you know, you're not supposed to be happy at work. It's work. You're supposed to be unhappy. You get happy when you retire, all that kind of stuff. That's all 3D stuff. It's all a farce for the most part, into a good chunk of it. And so, and then we also had all the formal religion thing, and, you know, so, but the kids are coming in and they don't even want to go to college. They're going to be influencers and make $1 million by the time they're 22 and, you know, all that. So they don't want to work. They don't mind working if they're passionate about it, right? If they're passionate about it. So they've got it. They've kind of, you know, they're already on it. But for the rest of us, I want to give you some clarity on this. Because manifesting is real. Your 5D frequency is real. It's more, even more real than your 3D. Your 3D is necessary. It's not meant to be the negative ego and the shadow and all these dark, horrible things. Your 3D self is the part of you that was assigned to walk the earth and do the earth thing and be the scribe and be the taskmaster and have the physical experience. But staying connected to that 5D self is so important, because that's the rest of you. That's the majority of you is in 5D frequency. The vast majority of you is in the infinite field, helping the part of you that's in the body car navigate the physical world. I will say it over and over and over again. Okay? And so today what I want to do is reacquaint you with the energetic infrastructure. And we're going to get into some of the indicators so that you can start to let your 3D conscious mind know what it should be looking for, and to let you know that, okay, you're on the right track, right? And whatever you're trying to manifest is trying to manifest you. It's trying to get you to come over to it, because it's the higher vibration. It's where the stuff is, and you're trying to get it to slow down to get to you. And so we need to sort of clean that up. Now, excuse me, a couple of announcements before I get into that. Two things. One is the website. We now have a place where you can actually sign up to get on our list, our notification list, so I can let you know about the new book coming out and new shows. And on the homepage of the website, which is theahaway.com, so that's theahaway.com. You can sign up for the list. You can sign up to get early notification about the book. You can sign up to get, you know, the free training. There's a free webinar thing. And you can also listen to the podcast on the homepage now. We put a podcast player on there, so that's kind of fun. Since the new book is going to be coming out, I'm going to be doing a lot of different things. I have a new class also that will be starting on March 19th. If you saw it in the emails, I was going to start next week, but it's too soon just with my schedule and everything. So I pushed it back a week to March 19th, and it's called the 5D Alignment Accelerator Masterclass, and it's going to be 5 weeks live on Zoom, or you can take it by replay. And we're going to be rolling up our sleeves and really getting into the how-to. And I'm doing, you know, maybe it seems old-fashioned, you know, people selling so many online products and stuff, but I really feel that with this work, when we can be, you know, in a Zoom setting, it's very helpful because so much of this is just unknown to people. And so much, because I channel every class live, they're always original content, and so based on who's in the class. So if you'd like to get information about that and you haven't, you're not on my list, then just send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, support@ahamomentsinc.com, and I'll get you the information and the links and, you know, all the stuff. So, but I think it would be awesome if you can, you know, put 75 minutes out of your week, an hour, you know, hour and 15 minutes to get this stuff down, because it's a game changer. Really, really, truly is, when you can really get your head wrapped around it so that you can actually operationalize it and come off of the just consuming information about it and get into the actual participation in it. It's amazing. And we're going to be doing, I'll be channeling guided meditations and activations. So we'll be in there rolling up our sleeves. It's like more of a laboratory, like a manifesting laboratory type of experience. And I'm very excited about it. So we'll be doing that. So again, you can just send me an email and I'll get you the information, support@ahamomentsinc.com for that. And then the first three people, I decided to add this in. I had forgotten to do it when I sent out the first email. But the first three people who hear this and decide to jump on board into the class will get a free private one-on-one session with me, a 5D alignment session. So we'll be focusing on specifically your manifesting things, where you're specifically at, and the things that you can do to get yourself in alignment as quickly as possible. So that's that. And then the book, finished editing, it's gotten through the editing process, it's going into the book design process, so I'm thinking April we should be rocking and rolling, and that will be, I'll be announcing that, and we'll be having some nice events around it, and blah, blah, blah. It's called Your 5D Toolkit, and it's all about this stuff, and how to get your first downloaded message from your own higher self, step by step, give you all the tools and everything to do that. And so it was fun writing it, and it's even more fun being finished with it, to be honest. Writing books is no easy feat. I'm already working on my third book. I will not going to say the title yet, but I'm already working on that. And so that's coming out too. Okay, so let's get back to, I think that's it for announcements. I don't know. I guess if I remember another, I think there might be another one, but I forget. So if I remember it, I'll bring it up. So anyway, back to our indicators if about your vibrational alignment. First things first, energetic infrastructure. You heard me say it. If you listen to the show, you've heard me say it. I'm going to say it again. Energetic infrastructure is different than 3D infrastructure. 3D meaning third dimensional energy, your physical world. 5D being your fifth dimensional energy, your frequency-based world. Okay? 5D energy operates on one infrastructure, 3D energy operates on another. 3D has time and space and linearity. It has all the negative emotions, blame, shame, guilt, fear, cause, effect, although not that cause, effect is negative emotion, but that's part of it. In the 5D, you have no time, no space, no linearity, no negative emotions. Everything is the present, everything is available, everything is here and now. So as soon as you come up with a manifesting, you know, something to add to your list of what you'd like to bring into your life, new relationship, the first thing you say is, I wonder how long that's going to take. How long is that going to take? How long is it going to take? I've done, you know, tens of thousands, probably 100,000 readings in my career, and there wasn't a reading that I've had that somebody hasn't asked me about time. In 5D, time doesn't exist. Everything is in the now moment, in the present moment. In 3D, of course, we have time, and then when you have time, you also have space. I'm over here, and that thing is over there at the car dealership. How do I get me and that thing together where I'm in the car instead of standing in the parking lot looking through the window, right? So there's space, and then there's linearity. Well, how do you get a car? You know, because you're going to ask yourself, well, how do I get it? You know, okay, well, I have to get it, you know, make more money so I can, you know, get my credit and this and that and get a loan and this, you know. And that's the linear way. From a 5D perspective, you don't really necessarily need to do all of that, right? It doesn't really need that. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it needs to process. Sometimes it doesn't. 5D is always way more efficient than 3D, except for when you have resistances that it needs to help you get rid of. And if you have resistances that needs to help you get rid of, sometimes the route to what you desire is circuitous, but that's just because you're not available to receive it from a frequency-based perspective because you're in the way with whatever that resistance is. So instead of your higher self saying, okay, here's the car, your higher self can't do that if you're there's some part of you that's saying, no, I'm scared of assuming you'd have to have a car note and assuming you'd have to have a loan and assuming you'd have to get a second job and all those things that your mental mind and your 3D linear thinking would say, that will be a resistance. So your higher self, instead of just saying, okay, here's the steps to get the car, it'll say, okay, let's back up. Maybe you're going to be invited to learn about worthiness. Maybe you're going to learn about prosperity consciousness. Maybe you're going to learn about credit rating, who knows, but it will start to bring you to the point of your weakest link in your chain. So wherever you are the weakest in your conviction and your knowledge or whatever, that's where your higher self will start to support you to be able to receive this thing that's already available in the present moment. Okay, so if you're looking at something and you feel like you can't get it, and then you put time on it and space and distance, then you're in the frequency of lack, it's not here yet, and yearning, I wish I could have it, and anxiety, when's it going to get here, and then pressure, how can I get this to happen, how can I make this happen, all of that is completely out of vibrational alignment with this thing that already exists in that field of infinite possibility and the version of you that has it already exist as well. So, that being said, let's talk about some of the indicators that let you know that you are in alignment. And the first thing is what we call synchronicities. So synchronicities are when the divine and the physical kind of kiss, where things happen. They seem like a coincidence, but they're actually the way that your higher self, one of the ways that your higher self lets you know that you're on the right track. And it's one of the ways that it shows you that you're collapsing time and things are syncing up with each other. Your non-physical and your physical world are syncing together. It's also a way of giving you encouragement and a trust in the divine, because it's hard for the 3D mind to trust what it has not seen yet or what it hasn't seen other people go through. So you might hear other people talk about synchronicities, because all of these are pretty popular buzzwords now. If you're even attracted to listen to this show, I'm sure you've heard about it, synchronicities. But what people don't get is how it's a part of a continuum. It's a part of the energetic communication system. And the first part is your four clairs, your energetic senses. That's how your higher self is letting you know, hey, this way, you know. And it first will go to your four clairs. You'll then get a physical sign that you're getting a message, because you'll get goosebumps or you get a feeling of lightness or an aha. And then, so it goes energetic first, all your energetic senses first. Step two is you get a physical indicator saying mail's in, there's a message waiting for you. Step three is then you can get a contextual download if you know how to freeform channel, you know how to channel the language of your higher self, which I'm not getting into right now, but that's a major, major skill. And it also really contributes to getting in vibrational alignment as quickly as possible. Because if your higher self can communicate with you and tell you, yes, go this way, no, don't do that, if you're fluent in that language, then you have a narrator of the process. You're not just guessing and looking for signs. You actually have somebody saying, over this way, yes, no, do that. This is what this meant. Here, go read this. That's what being able to channel your higher self does. From there, the synchronicities, if you're not fluent in the language of your higher self, you don't know how to personally channel, whether you do or don't, your higher self will go off into your environment to support you in recognizing that there's something there for you. So it'll do that through your environment by sending you signs, symbols, So signs would be, you know, seeing repetitive numbers or a special bird or a feather. Symbols could be something that you know is meant for you. Like my dad was in the service, and so in the Army. So whenever I see an Army sign, especially if it's in a line, if it's sort of timed with a question I had, I know that he's with me. So that's a symbol. And then synchronicity is when you get those coincidences, those aha moments where you're thinking of someone and they call, or you know, you're thinking of something and the show's right up on the TV. So it's kind of like a speed, because it's like an acceleration button. So when you start to see synchronicities, you're getting into vibrational alignment with what you're desiring, meaning they've received the order, it's in process, and you need to come hither, move towards it, not away from it by choking it off with worrying about time and space, but stepping forward to it from a frequency-based perspective, honoring those synchronicities and following them. Like, take action on them. If you get something that feels synchronistic, go towards it. Don't say, oh, that's weird. Don't ever say that's weird. That immediately pulls you out of vibrational alignment. Okay, number two is ease and flow. So when something's on point, it will come with ease. When you are in vibrational alignment, and especially when you're in the present moment, which is the only place you can receive anything, when you put that all together, you're going to find that the steps start to come up easy. When I was resisting writing my first book, I kept hearing, write the book, and I wanted to move to California, and I kept hearing, write the book, and I was like, how about if I move to California, I'll write the book, and I'm like, how about if you write the book, we'll get you to move to California, and so everything was kind of jangled and stuck. And as soon as I finished that manuscript, not the fully edited version, but I just finished the manuscript, I got the ability to move to California. So there was and I got an agent and a publisher, like in record time, an agent and 10-minute conversation, and she signed me. The book sold in 24 hours. You know, all the stuff that all these horror stories, they say, oh, first-time authors, you can never get an agent. Oh, you know, only 1%. Yeah. When it was right, the ease and the flow were there. Even for the second book, the same thing, kind of the same type of thing happened with the editing and all of that. I thought the editor was going to take 4 days, and she said, oh, it's going to take me 4 days. I said, okay. She came back in half a day. Oh, I love it. It's wonderful. It's done. You know, it was so well-written, blah, blah, blah. So it was just, and then she handed me a book designer, and it's just like, so that's ease and flow. That means I'm in vibrational alignment. That book wants to be birthed, and, you know, off it goes. Third thing is emotional resonance. So when you're getting into vibrational alignment, or when you're trying to achieve vibrational alignment, you need to match the vibration of the emotion that you'll have when you get the thing. Not the emotion of yearning, lack, and worry about not having the thing. This is a little tough one, because you're much more used to, in living in the 3D world, we as a society are much more used to feeling safe in our negativity, feeling safe and justified in our doubt, feeling safe in our protective pessimism. And so that pulls us out of emotional resonance, out of emotional vibrational alignment with what we want, what we're desiring. And we have to teach ourselves to have that, be able to access those higher vibrational emotions, even if we don't have the thing yet. You hear lots of people talk about this. But one of the major indicators that you're in vibrational alignment is that you can access, you start to feel like, a little amped up, like, huh, like, and like an assumptive anticipation of happiness, like a happy anticipation, as opposed to a dread and a, you know, kind of a more noticing the absence of the thing. You start to access this feeling of having it, not necessarily shaking it, but when you're in vibrational alignment, you're starting to feel the pulse of that transfer from the old version of you that doesn't have a thing to the new version of you that does. That's pretty simple. The fourth thing is heightened intuition. right? Heightened intuition. So intuition is the middle step. So the first is, and intuition is kind of from an energetic communications perspective, that intuitive piece is more of the alert system. So that's where you get the signs and symbols and synchronicities. That's more the intuitive thing. And then the channeling thing is where you get contextual downloads. And then you have telepathy where you can kind of communicate non-verbally. But intuition is equivalent to the phone, to the ringtone on your phone, or for letting you know a text message is there. It's not the full message itself. However, you will find that that knocking of intuition heightens a lot when you're in vibrational alignment. Because now when you're in alignment, and alignment starts when you're like 70% there. Right? When you're 70% of the way, you're going to start to feel a lot of these things, like the heightened intuition and that ease and that emotional resonance. You're going to start to feel that pulse of that new thing. It's kind of like where I live, there's this pretty amazing Italian restaurant. And when I go to one block, you can start to smell the pizzas and everything they're baking. So it's like this, you're getting closer because the smell of the pizzas and the garlic and everything gets bigger and bigger and bigger the closer you get to the restaurant. It's the same thing with your manifesting, right? With your desires. That feeling of it's here, that feeling of knowing, that feeling of worry goes away. That feeling of, yeah, that lightness, it goes from worry and yearning and lack and, you know, that's the, if you're in the most negative space of it, to like kind of this neutrality where you're kind of letting go and staying detached. You're like, okay, look, I put it out there. We'll see. But I'm positive about it. I feel, you know, I feel light. You feel light, right? And then you start to feel, you start to get close enough that you can start to hear the wah, wah of that vibration. You're starting to start to feel it, right? And so then your emotions tick up. And your intuition gets heightened because you're closer and there's less resistance. There's less obstacles. The obstacles are dropping away. You're 70% there. And now they want you to get to 80%, 90%, 100%. And it gets louder and louder and louder as you get closer and closer and closer. So that heightened intuition amps up. The next one and the fifth one, so what we'll talk about for today is inspired action. So instead of just going like massive action, you know, don't leave any stone unturned, go in this direction, go in that direction, that's all your 3D mind trying to control an outcome. When you start to get centered, and this is what I'm going to go through in class, is get that, you start to really activate your frequency and you really understand how what your 5D feels like, just in the activations and then in the guided meditations, and you can practice in between. When you get that feeling, then what happens is the action steps start to come from on high. They start to get downloaded to you from your higher self. Your higher self starts to transfer that information into your consciousness. So you say, oh, I know what I should do. I should just Google search. I feel like I should Google this thing, and you just do it. Like, there's not a lot of air between you getting that inspired action step and you taking the step. Whereas when your mental mind is orchestrating things like, oh, you know, I'm just going to leave no stone unturned, you start to try to take all these steps. There's a lot of pressure. I should do this. And you hear a lot of shoulds. I should do this. I should do that. I should do that. The inspired action is a little bit more like this spontaneous impulse. And there's a knowing under it. It's a different engine. So as you get closer into your vibrational alignment, that heightens, that inspired action starts to come into your consciousness, and you start to realize you're taking specific steps. And when you do that, you get put in the right place at the right time with the right people. So this is very, very important for when you talk about, we're going to talk 3D, you're talking about speed. There's nothing speedier than being aligned, because everything that ever was going to exist already exists. So all those version of you that have the billions, the version of you that's homeless, all the negative versions exist too. In my advanced class, in my Advanced Alchemy Mastermind, I was talking this week about the different parallels, and the parallels being versions of you, like catalogs of you, right? So we have our past parallels, where people focus a lot on past lives and try to, you know, justify their future from their past and all that stuff, which is still linear, which is still very 3D. Another day's conversation. And so we have but our past references, so our past parallels, which are, you know, things that we've already experienced. Then we have our purgatory parallels, where you keep yourself in such a state of push me, pull you, limbo, you know, protective pessimism, where you're suffering. You know what you want, but you feel like you can't get it. You don't have the resources. That's a purgatory parallel. And then the progressive parallels, where you get past that purgatory, where you step into alignment. And then once you're aligned in one thing, it's kind of like if you put water into the harbor, all boats rise. Once you're aligned in one thing, a lot of other things start to sink into place, because now your mental mind, physical mind, starts to have a point of reference of what it feels like to be in vibrational alignment and for it to work. So then for the next project, you have less resistance, because it has proof of concept, right? You've already gotten aligned, so now it's proven it's out. So you're like, oh, okay. Now, so steps will probably be vastly different. Your higher self has a way of bringing things to you if you get out of the way, in ways that you can never, ever imagine, and they show up because your mental mind just can't imagine things, new things. It can only, know what's seen before, what it's seen other people do. But if you can get into the present moment and you can be in that vibrational alignment full out, you will start to get, when you talk about spontaneous manifestations and spontaneous manifestations of your next step, that's when you see that time collapses and space collapses, and then what you perceive as speed, you know, happens, right? That the time and the space collapse, because then you can get really present and the things can drop into your moment, because that's where they're going to be. Anything you desire is always going to be delivered in the present. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. So if you're spending a whole lot of time worrying about the future, a whole lot of time lamenting about the past, you are, or numbing out when you're trying to be present, you're numbing out with alcohol, with too much food, with too much sugar, you know, all of that, that's what's going to slow you down. Okay, so that's our five for today. I have five more. So in part two, I will go over the other five indicators that you're in vibrational alignment. And in the meantime, I would love for you to go to the site, and if you're not already on my list, please sign up, like and follow, and the class, the podcast, if you will. And if you're interested in really doing this, like getting after this, so you can just start to get your manifestations so much quicker and the steps so much more clearly, and get the activations, get your 5D frequency really activated and out of dormancy, and you know, really roll up your sleeves and come into a bit of a laboratory setting, then please send me an email. I'll send you all the info at support@ahamomentsinc.com. And if you're one of the first three from the show to do that, I will throw in a private session with me. All right? Okay, everybody. I think that's it for now. I'll get the next one recorded and out to you shortly. And happy vibrational alignmenting. Anyway, I will end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this high frequency living, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Bye.